Time to talk hockey, and Gopher women's hockey coach Brad Frost joins us on Gopher Talk. And coach, we've had a couple of your players on Gopher Talk. I think this is your maiden voyage here, so welcome to the show.
It is. Thanks very much, Mike.
Yeah, let's talk about what a season, what a last few months you guys have had in a few weeks. Maybe the toughest schedule in the history of women's hockey over the course of about an 8-week stretch, and now you find yourself in this, obviously, the semifinals this week into the WCHA. Before we get into all that, I want to just ask a simple question. How was the week off for the team, just to have a little time to catch their breath, re-energize maybe get healthy, and then prepare for the playoffs?
Yeah, it was great. You know, I think anytime you have a weekend off, it's a positive thing. In particular, this year, it's been such a grind, and we've been banged up and injured both mentally and physically. And so to have a weekend off was great. We were able to skate outside at the Oval on Friday, and you know, just get some smiles on our players' faces and some laughing going on. So it was great to have that weekend off, and now we're gearing up for Wisconsin here on Saturday.
And what do you think the Bemidji series did too, just to maybe get you guys some confidence? Obviously, you scored a bunch of goals and played good defense after that tough stretch of games.
Yeah, I mean, my hope is certainly that carries over here. And as you mentioned, it when the puck's going in the net as much as it is, and a lot of fun for them this past weekend up in Bemidji, and so now we're excited to take that momentum forward here into this weekend.
And with this weekend, of course, brings Wisconsin, which this week is ranked number 2 in the poll. You guys are, I think, ranked number 4 now. And I mean, how many times will this be now? Is this the fifth time? Am I right?
Yep.
In that?
Yeah, this is fifth. Yeah.
Well, obviously, you know them. Tell us about the Badgers and what the Gophers will have to do.
Sure. Real good team. They swept us when we were at their place earlier in the year in the first half. And then the second half, you know, we were able to, or our last home series against them, we were up 3-1 in the third. They scored 2. They scored 1 late with the goalie pulled, and won it in overtime, which was a real heartbreaker for us. But the next night we came back. We were down 2-1, scored late to tie it up, and win in a shootout. So two teams, as always, that are very evenly matched. You know, it's usually comes down to one or two plays, and that's what makes our rivalry so exciting.
And just in the playoffs in general, on the other side is Duluth and Ohio State, teams you're familiar with. I think that's 4 of the top 7 teams in the national rankings are from the WCHA. So this weekend, look, I'm not trying to say the national tournament's a cakewalk, but this weekend's probably as hard as if you make the Nationals, right?
Yeah, you know, actually Duluth is ranked 5, Ohio State's 3, and Wisconsin's 2. So the 2, 3, 4, and 5 teams in the country are all going to be battling it out here this weekend. So obviously a lot on the line with the final faceoff championship. It's one of the harder trophies to win because our league is so strong, and it also guarantees the winner advancement into the NCAA tournament the following week. So for us and where we're at, we have no idea where we are in regards to the national picture. And so this weekend's critically important for us here, starting with Saturday.
Yeah, obviously you'd feel great come Sunday if you have that trophy, and then you know you're in, because, I mean, just kind of take us through the national landscape right now with, you know, some conferences not playing and some playing, you know, weird schedules, and you guys not getting to play out of conference. I mean, nobody really knows, right?
No, exactly. And, you know, our league, with it being as tough as it is, even our own league schedule was unbalanced this year. You know, Duluth played 2 games against us, 2 games against Ohio State, and 2 against Wisconsin. We played 2 against Duluth, 6 against Ohio State, 4 against Wisconsin. So even in our league, you know, there's differentiating number of games against top 5 opponents and things like that. And then you go out east or to the CHA. Penn State has a wonderful record, but they won't have played 1 top 10 team all year. And so normally it's really by the numbers, the pairwise rankings, and those are kind of out the window this year because there's no crossover in regards to one conference playing another. So there's a lot more subjectivity to it. There's 4 leagues that are having their conference tournaments. Those 4 teams will advance automatically to the NCAA tournament, and then the committee will choose the next four. So depending on upsets and things like that in the conference tournaments, it gets a little queasy trying to think about it all, especially knowing that four of our WCHA teams are all in the mix to be in there as well.
And the committee, is it kind of like, I think fans would be familiar with like a men's basketball tournament where you just pick and it's based on some numbers, some on the eye test, some on strength of schedule. Is that your understanding with how they'll go with those four at large?
Yeah, they've come out with, some criteria, strength of schedule, win percentage, games against common opponents, availability of players, all those different things. So they've got their criteria there, and we'll see kind of where that leads here on Sunday. It's kind of crazy to think that we're just a few days away from knowing if our season's going to continue.
Yeah, and really we're a few months probably away from in the past not even knowing if there was going to be women's hockey or men's hockey or basketball and even football. If you go back to August, nobody was sure. So obviously no one has ever experienced anything quite like this. No coach has gone through in any sport what everybody's going through now. What's this been like for you to navigate your way through this? And sometimes in the middle of a week you're literally changing the game, like a schedule of a game. What's it been like?
It's been incredibly challenging. I don't know how to necessarily explain it other than it's been a challenge. I think the toll that it's taken on athletes and coaches, in particular our athletic trainer, Erin Moore, she's been an absolute rock star. But, I mean, we're testing 6 days a week. Pre-game meals, which are normally together and you're having a good time, a few hours before the game, is now grab and go, grab it and go back to your dorm, assigned seating on the bus, assigned seating on an airplane. And so there's just been, it's been hard because there's been a lack of connection this year because of the restrictions, the masking and coming to the rink, don't hang out at the rink. We need you guys to get away from each other. And fortunately we've been healthy from a COVID standpoint, but it certainly has taken its toll mentally on a number of people, and playing games are quite frankly kind of secondary. When we play them, we certainly want to win them. But it's a daily grind, just trying to make sure that your team is okay.
Yeah, I talked with Richard Pitino. He said there's almost a mini victory in getting to tip off. Like, just okay, there is going to be a game. Let's take a little victory in that, and then try to win the game. I'm assuming that sometimes you guys feel the same way.
Well, think of the pressure that especially now that we're into playoffs. Think of the pressure that staffs and players are going through every day that they test. Because at this point, if you test positive, you're out 17 to 21 days. That's the rest of the season. There's always the thought of, am I going to be the one that shuts our team down? And so that is continually weighing over you, and you get reminded of it every single day when you go go test in the morning. And we've had three series throughout the year that were canceled. Either the week of Wisconsin, our first series with them was canceled, the day of the game. So to Richard's point there, getting to puck drop or tip off is certainly a real, real positive, because at that point the game's going to be played.
The good news part in terms of progress, I suppose, it's not a full house, but family and close friends have been able to come and watch a little bit in the last few weeks. And how helpful has that been, just to have some people there, just to know they're there, maybe not even that they're making noise?
Yeah, I think it's more that our players know that they're there, because you really can't hear them. each team has 60 or 70 potential family members there. And, I think it's great, just the opportunity for, you think of our freshmen, their parents went, almost two-thirds of the season without being able to see them in a Gopher uniform and see them play in college. Our seniors who, their parents and grandparents want to see them play potentially one last time. So it's real nice to be able to open the doors to family and get them in here to watch their kids play.
First round semifinals comes up Saturday at Ritter Arena, Minnesota and Wisconsin. And let's hope, Coach, by Sunday night you guys are on the ice hoisting that trophy.
That's certainly our hope and our goal, and we're really looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you. Good job. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.